Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
All right, starting off the second half with an opening day matchup. Freddy Peralta and Pablo Lopez, both of them were their respective teams' opening day starters earlier in the year, and they get things going here in July in the second half. Scoreless through two innings, and the Brewers broke through in the third. A leadoff double from Garrett Mitchell. He stayed put on a really nice play by second baseman Edward Julian. And then it was Jackson Churio beginning what would be a big day for him.
So the batter, Jackson Churio, swing ground ball towards first. That's a fair ball out of the reach of Santana. In to right, and around third comes Mitchell. He'll score. Throw cut off, RBI single, Jackson Churio.
Josh Maurer on the call here on WTMJ. Churio quietly been really good over the last month or so, nearly hitting 300. The 20-year-old got things going 1-0 Brewers. Then the offense went rather quiet from there against Pablo Lopez. Left a man stranded in the fourth, left a man stranded in scoring position in the seventh, but could not get going against him. Meanwhile, Freddy Peralta was rolling. He went six shutout innings. He struck out eight, only walked two. This despite having 82 pitches through four innings. He turned in, arguably, one of his best starts of the year. He was in line for the win, handed things over to Brian Hudson in the seventh. He gets a man stranded in the seventh, comes back for the eighth with it still only 1-0 Brewers, allowed a double to Willie Castro. He was lifted for Elvis Peguero. Then an infield, Castro got in ahead of the tag. All of a sudden, this game was tied 1-1. The Brewers trying to keep it 1-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning with Yoel Piamps on.
2-2, swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and away. And he strikes out Austin Martin. And Yoel Piamps gets this game to extra innings.
Lane Grindle on the call, and that's where the highlights really began tonight. In the 10th inning, it was the closers. Both Yoan Duran for the Twins and Trevor McGill for the Brewers. Both of them threw a zero, leaving the place runner stranded. So the stress moves to the 11th inning. The Brewers had the place runner as Sal Frelick. Blake Perkins led off the frame with a hustle infield. That's the 12th inning. Getting ahead of myself here. It was Joey Ortiz as the place runner. Got some great base running with Bryce Turang at the plate.
2-1 pitch. Ground ball towards second. Fielded there by Martin. Throwing to the plate. Slide. Not in time on the tag. Ortiz got around Jeffers, and he is safe. Brewers score in the 11th, and they take a 2-1 lead.
But as we know, in extras, you got to be able to add on, not just the placed runner. Christian Yelich was the batter. He tends to have a moment.
Left-hander set, 0-1 pitch. Where's the bunt? Drags the bunt up the first baseline. He's going to get the run home. Fielded by Okert. Great play, Okert. Glove hand flip as he's falling. Gets the out on Yelich. But a squeeze bunt works, and the Brewers get Turang home the second run of the 11th. They lead it 3-1.
That was huge because down to their final strike, the Twins were in the bottom of the 11th inning. Carlos Santana hits a game-tying two-run home run to force this game to a 12th inning. You're thinking, oh my goodness, really? Well, the Brewers had their long man in with Jacob Junis. Okert returned for the top of the 12th inning. This is where Sal Frelick was the place runner. Perkins beats out an infield single. Bowers up to the plate. He lays down a bunt. This was where the chaos with the misplay and Okert fielded a ball that was totally going foul. The Brewers load the bases, and then the merry-go-round began.
Stamont brings home the pitch. And a high fly ball out to center. Buxton going back, still going back onto the edge of the warning track. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Frelick. He will score. On to third goes Perkins. It is a 4-3 Brewers lead on a sack fly off the bat of Joey Ortiz. Bowers stays put at first. The Brewers have him on the corners for Jackson Churio.
All right, Lane Grindle on the call. So, all right, you've got the place runner home. What else can you do for me? Here's Churio again.
And the pitch. Liner into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Perkins will score. First to third goes Bowers. Another hit for the rookie, Jackson Churio. And it's a 5-3 Brewers lead.
He had a three-hit night, did Jackson Churio. Now back to the top of the order. In command of the count, 3-1, Turang at the plate.
3-1 pitch. And Turang, a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Bowers is home. Churio around third. Here's the throw. It's not online. And Churio will score. On to second on the throw. Goes to Rang. It's 7-3 Crew.
While you're at it, bartender, go ahead and top it off with William Contreras. Oh,
there goes the runner, and it's a ground ball back up the middle into left center field for a base hit. Turing around third, he will score. It is an RBI single for Contreras, and it's 8-3 Milwaukee here in Minneapolis.
And then finally, just put the cherry on top of the sundae in the bottom of the 12th.
And the first pitch to him is lined out towards left. Coming over is Churio, diving catch, and this ball game is in the books. Jackson Churio, full extension, calls it in, and the Brewers take down the Twins 8-4 in 12 innings here tonight in a thriller in game one of this two-game series.
What a night. Brewers win. Try to get the two-game sweep and win 3 out of 4 from the Twins in the border battle tomorrow. Let's preview that coming up next. Got some good news around the out-of-town scoreboard. The Brewers win 8-4 on WTMJ.